Today there are many, many wonderful ideas that are presented to us, but I will stay closely to the gospel. And of course, you should look at the other readings again and see what you can gather from them as well. But in the gospel we see the reality of the church and who our Lord is. He compares the church to the sheep and his sheepfold. And he compares himself to the gate. Now, he is the gate, and he says it several times. He is the gate of what? He is the gate, the door, the entrance to his church. He doesn't say there are many gates. He doesn't say there are many sheepfold. There are many churches. There is one. As we say in the Creed, one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. And it is only through him, our Lord Jesus Christ, the true shepherd, the good shepherd, who gives his life for the sheep, that we may enter into this reality that he has established for us, the church. One church. And of course, if we hear his voice, we shall follow him. We believe in him. We put our faith and our trust in him. And he guides us. He leads us in and out to the pastures to be fed, and in and out of the protection of the garden that is called also the sheepfold, wherein there is a gate, who is Jesus Christ. The walls of the church protect us, deliver us from all evil. Outside of those gates, of that gate, who is Jesus Christ, there are many dangers, and death for sure, including eternal death. And so we must follow him into the one gate, which is he, the one sheepfold, of which he is the head, the one church, which he has established for us. Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. Now there are many, including in the Old Testament, and some of them were not necessarily bad, but they are not Christ. So he says, there, all those who came before me are thieves and robbers. And the sheep did not listen to them. And we see it through the whole Old Testament, that the prophets who came in the name of God, by the command of God, the authority of God, spoke, and the people did not obey, did not listen, did not digest what they had to say, because they were not Christ. They were preparing for Christ. So it is only Christ who is the one who constitutes the church, the body of the church, the walls of the church, of the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, outside of which there is no salvation. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and out and find pasture. That is, they will be fed with the knowledge, the wisdom, and the many graces and indulgences that Christ gives us. That is the pasture. But those who are not, who come only to steal and slaughter and destroy, they too will be destroyed. He came so that we, who are members of the church, might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, among the many wonderful things that we meditate during this Easter season. And we are already more than halfway through the Easter season. Soon we shall be celebrating Ascension Thursday, not Sunday, Thursday. We have so many wonderful gifts. Among them we see the little altar that I have set up for you there, and for her, to honor her, Mary, the Mother of Christ, the Mother of God, under the title of Our Lady of Good Counsel. It's one of the most beloved titles of the Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Good Counsel. Just like her Son, who teaches us and feeds us, she too teaches us and feeds us and leads us to her Son. She who brought us the Son, she brings us Him and brings us to Him. Now the image that you see there, a small reproduction of the original, which is totally miraculous, is to be found in the hills outside of Rome, the hills where all the grapes of Rome grow. Wonderful, wonderful place. Beautiful place. It is paradise. Many hills, many caves, many crags, many wonderful things to see. And several hundred years ago, just like today, because today is also the feast of the evangelist St. John Mark, whom we particularly celebrated this morning, they were celebrating with a procession to St. John Mark, and today it's also the day of the greater litanies. If you were to have watched the Mass from the seminary in Virginia today, you would have heard that they had a procession outside, hundreds of them, and sang the litany. And there were so many that they sang the litany of the saints about four or five times. The greater litanies always happens on the feast of St. Mark. And it was while they were doing this, several hundred years ago, that a most wonderful heavenly music was heard by all. And then they saw a cloud coming down. And in the cloud was the original of that image. Now that image, that one's a little smaller. The original image is about a foot square. I have been there, I have sent Mass in front of it many, many times. Some of our parishioners have been there with me. That image has been studied. And it came down, and there was a church that was not finished. It was just a wall there and several walls all around it. And the image came down and placed itself on the middle of that wall. Nobody put it there. There's no cement, no glue, nothing except God. And there she is today. Of course, since then, they have placed a beautiful tabernacle and gold and silver and flowers all around it. But there is nothing holding it. The scientists that have studied it say that it's not painted by human hands. There is no paint of any kind. And as a matter of fact, the colors to the original one are not even touching the stone. They're floating above the stone. And of course, they have studied this with nuclear microscopes and so forth. It is indeed a miraculous image, very similar to the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. That image is not actually touching the cloth. It's floating there. If you were to see it with a really fine microscope, you could see that there is a distance between the paint and the cloth. The same thing between that image and the stone. And she is, by her own account that she gave of herself, Our Lady of Good Counsel. The Blessed Mother counsels us, leads us, as I said, to Christ, and leads Christ to us. And it's a most endearing image, Because you see, a very, very infant baby Jesus doesn't even have hair, a round little bald head, because he doesn't have hair yet, that she carries in her arms, and he looks at her, and she looks at him. What a wonderful image of our Lord and our Lady. And so I commend to you to pray for her. Her feast is tomorrow, the 26th day of April. And so we have placed her here and honor her here in our midst, in our altar, in our sanctuary, and before our altar as we celebrate the most holy sacrifice of the Mass. And Our Lady of Good Counsel of Genazzano guide you and protect you and deliver you from all evil. In nomine Patris, Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.